33 Days to Eucharistic Glory, a Spiritual Pilgrimage. Day 9. John Paul II, Prayer After Communion. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:2. One prayer after communion changed my life. I was 13 years old, and Pope John Paul II was visiting Australia. My father took me to an enormous outdoor mass. It wasn't my prayer that changed my life. It was John Paul II's prayer, his witness, his example. Did you ever see John Paul II pray? Each morning he celebrated Mass in his private chapel with about 20 guests. Perhaps you know someone who was fortunate enough to attend, or perhaps you saw television footage of one of those masses. When this man knelt down to pray after communion, he would close his eyes and go to a place deep within himself. Once, when he was there, nothing and no one could distract him from communing with God. What does it mean to commune with God? To share your intimate thoughts and feelings. Pope John Paul II would go to that place deep within himself. And from that place, he brought forth the fruit of his life: wisdom, compassion, generosity, understanding, patience, courage, insight, forgiveness, humility, inspiration, and a love so apparent you can almost touch it. In those moments after communion, he allowed nothing to distract him from his prayer. He let nothing draw his attention away from his divine visitor in those precious moments after receiving the Blessed Sacrament. The amazing thing is, if you put that man in a football stadium with 100,000 people and a million more distractions, he would still kneel down after communion, close his eyes, and go to that place deep within him where he connected with God. And he lived his life from that place. Find that place within you. Find that place deep within yourself, the place where you can connect with God and your truest self. If you do nothing else with your life, find that place. Spend more time and more time in that place and begin to live your life from that deep place. How do you find that deep place within you? There is one way that I can guarantee will work. Befriend silence. I am not suggesting that you spend 4, 5, 6 hours a day in silence. Drop by a church during the day when it is empty and quiet. Find a quiet corner and a comfortable chair at home. Leave the music off in the car on the way home from work. Have a television-free evening once a week. Try it. It works. And if you want to live from that deep place within you, visit the classroom of silence each day for a few moments. Pope John Paul II wrote, "The Eucharist is the secret of my day. It gives me strength and meaning to all my activities of service to the church and to the whole world." Let Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament speak to your hearts. It is He who is the true answer of life that you seek. He stays here with us. He is God with us. Seek Him without tiring. Welcome Him without reserve. Love Him without interruption, today, tomorrow, and forever. What is the secret to your day? Trust. Surrender, believe, receive. The lesson for today. Befriend silence so as to find and spend time in that place deep within, where you are able to connect with your truest self and with God. The more time you spend in silence, the more you will be able to live your life from that deep place. Virtue of the day, attentiveness. The virtue of attentiveness is a sign of ears for others and a care for the soul, which is an immeasurable gift from God. Attentive people notice things inside themselves, in the situations and circumstances of daily life, and in other people. They notice the person in the room who is suffering the most. Sustained attention in prayer is developed by practicing sustained attention to our work and with other people. Give the person in front of you each moment your full attention. Spiritual communion. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen.